Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Kuf Mem Zayin. A scheduling note, another couple of dafim from here this week, and then there'll be a couple of days of break before we start the summer schedule. As we've done in the past, the summer dafim will be probably up once we get settled the day before, because it'll be a little later, so for everyone to have it in time. And just a scheduling note, next Shabbos, I'm going to be in Brooklyn for Shabbos. Anyone who wants to join in Bethel, and Sunday morning, I'll be giving the daf in Bethel at 8:30 a.m. If anybody wants to join, next Sunday, the daf, 8:30 a.m. in Bethel in Borough Park. Okay, so now we are on Kuf Mem Vav Amabez. A couple lines up for the bottom. So let's remember what we were talking about. The Mishnah said, still talking about the sugya of Shchiv Meira. If there is a regular case of Shchiv Meira where we assume that somebody is worried that he's not going to make it, so he gives away all of his possessions, so then we have the special din, as we have discussed, of Shchiv Meira, which we said, we'll see the other day as today, but we said according to the Rambam, it is in Hilchas Zechiya Umatana, the Rambam writes that it is Kenyan, that it is Durabanan, but we'll see other day as today. But either way, the Mishnah says if we're pretty clear that it is Matnas Shchiv Meira, meaning he gives away all of his possessions, then it works. But if he doesn't give all away his possessions, then we think maybe he's not so sure he's going to die, and he's keeping some of his property, so then we're not going to allow the special mechanism of Shchiv Meira to kick in, and that is what the Mishnah says, Shir Karko Kolshehu Matanoso Kayemis, his Matana is Mikuyam. It's ironic, it's batar is mekuyam. If he gets better, we don't say it automatically goes back. Amanah Shchiv Meira works automatically, but the second that he gets better, so then it falls away, because we assume that he only wanted to give it in a case where he would not make it. But in a case where he did not give away all of his possessions, so it's not Amanah Shchiv Meira, so we assume it's a regular matana. So if a kinyan is done, so then it stays even if he would get better. But either way, so the Gemara asks, who says you go after Umdana? Man Tana Das Lina Basar Umdana? So there are a couple of suggestions in the Gemara. The first one was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Shimon ben Manasseh says, and we had this case earlier also in this in the Masechta, that if somebody has a son who goes to Medina Sayyam and he hears that his son has died and he gives away all of his possessions, and it comes back his son did not die, so Tana Kavas says he didn't make any condition explicitly, so the matana is still a good matana. While Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says no, it's obviously that he only gave it because he thought his son had died, and if not. Okay, that was all number one. That's what we're up to. Rav Sheshes Tosfos, though, it has an important comment. Tosfos says in matana tsarich iyun ishayach hamchmilsa bedvarim shevaleveinim dvarim. Tosfos just notes there's another sugya out there, and I'm not sure how this sugya relates to that sugya. Here we have a machlokas about azlinan basar umdina or lo azlinan basar umdina, and we have a sugya in kedushin daf memtes whether dvarim shevalev einam dvarim or dvarim shevalev dvarim, right? If something that I don't explicate. So this seems to Tosfos wonders how these two relate to each other. If you look at the Tosfos Rid here is a little more convinced about how this shita relates. Matana das linam basar umdana, says the Tosfos Rid, pirish, v'lo amrinan dvarim shevalev einam dvarim, hecha demaisa mochiach yacha. Here, it's not dvarim shevalev. Here, it's clear. Right? This is what's called dvarim shevalev, ubalev, belibo, ubalev, kaladam. This is obvious. He thought his son died and he gave away his possessions because he thought his son wasn't around. Right? That's so our Gemara is not related to that. Dvarim Shebelev is a case where things aren't as obvious. Right? Tosfos there in Kiddusha discusses this too. But the Tosfos read here says, if our case is where it's obvious, that sugya is where it is not so obvious. Explains the footnotes here in the Tosfos read, Bir Diver Abedu Kachu, to beni don't idan, she'etzem nesinas kalan achasim, mochicha al machshavaso, avrina dvarim shebelev avidvarim, velo be'inan shum giluidan. In our case, it's so obvious you don't need any gilui das in order to say that it works. She'ein lecha gilui das gadol mizeh shehamaisa ba'atzmo ubehahu dekidushin ba'atzmo. The act itself is the greatest gilui das that he thinks his son died, and that's as if there was a tanai. Ubehahu dekidushin. That case of kidushin, what was the case of kidushin? He's planning to make aliyah, he sells all of his properties. So that's pretty obvious, but it's not as obvious as this case. He gives away all of his possessions because he thought his son died. Zevadei demasha amar upirseim to bimechirasa who rach mishfil la'alos to Eretz Yisrael. He's a klum. That's not halachically recognizable. Kiva de b'shas ma'isa lo amar klum. Va'ma'isa ba'atzmo eina mochiach shalashem kachu mocher. Ulam begavna sha'amar b'shas ma'isa ela shalon hisna. If you said it b'shas ma'isa, you just didn't make the t'nai sherak b'tnai sheyalo basof l'eretz Yisrael tia mechira sa mechira. But if you just say it, so that's a gilui das, and that gets into the sugya of darim shebaleif. Right? T'nai is not also the issue of darim shebaleif that you made a b'feirish t'nai. Here, it's the opposite. You did a gilui das even without saying anything. The case of Dvarim Shebaleiv is where you didn't say make a t'nai, but you said something. Right? So that's a case of Dvarim Shebaleiv, that sugya Dvarim or Eidim Dvarim. So that's an important comment of the Tosfos here, and the Tosfos Rid here as well. So that is all number one. Who is the Mishnah like that you go after Umdudah if he gives away all of his possessions? It's a matnah shchimira. If he gives away, if you keep some, it's not. So that is like Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Number one. Number two, Reb Sheshes Amar, 10 lines up. Different opinion. Reb Shimon Shazuri, who is the one that our Mishnah is reflecting? Reb Shimon Shazuri, the Tanya. The Brisa says in the beginning of this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah, see, it changes it on the side. It's not. Berishona, Hayu Omri Mayotzi Bakolar. If somebody is going out, Rachman al-Islan, to be killed, Bakolar, Rashbam, Leharig, and his das is not Miyusheves on him, Kolkach. And what's happening? Va'omar, Kisu Gelishin. He says, ride to get to my wife. I don't want my wife to be an almana. I want my wife to be a grusha. Ride to get to my wife, but he does not say Kisvu Vitznu, which is really what the complete Lashon would say. He just says, Kisvu. Is that enough? So, Hare Elu Yichtavu V'Yitznu. They could write it and they could give it. That is enough. Rashbam, fourth to last line. Mitoch Tirdo V'Da'agaso Shachach V'Lo Amar Tnu. Because he's under so much pressure, and he doesn't realize he's tarud, he's taken out to be killed. So we assume that's what he wanted to say, kisvu v'tenu, even though he only said kisvu, so that is holchin achar umdina, a little bit, but we're gonna go even further. Chazru lomar, not only that, they also added afa mefarish v'yosi b'shayara. Not only if somebody's going out to be killed, but even if they're going out on a long trip, right, along trips by boat were dangerous in those days. So if somebody says, Hare Elu Kisvu, in that situation, that also would be considered a case of Tirda, and we would allow the Edim to give the get also, even though you need Sivi Habal, a major topic in Maseches Gittin. The certain standard of Sivi Habal, the command of the Baal to write the get, but it's as if it's here because there was tirta. And finally, the most extreme, the most mechudash, Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, not only if he's going out to be killed, not only if he's going on a dangerous trip, but af hamesukan. Even mesukan. What is mesukan? Even if somebody is in a dangerous, what? Dangerous state. Rashbam, third to last line. Karov lemisa. He's very, very sick. Shedaito sheyichtavu v'yitnu. The lifter as ishto min hayibam niskaven. Doesn't say he's a goseis. Goseis is different. This is Misukan. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam's formulation of Misukan is in Perek Beis of Ilchas Gerishin. The Rambam says, Homer kisu gel ishti, hare lo kosvi v'chosmin v'nosnin l'ba'al biyado. V'nosnin l'ishto ashiyoma lahem litema. Regular case, even if the husband says write it, they can't give it yet. They have to wait till he says give it. Maybe he's just writing it to have it ready in the future. V'im nas nula eino get. And if they gave it to him without the tzivi aval of give, so then it's not a get. Doesn't work. Ba'med v'ramamurim b'bari. That's only by a healthy person. He has to say kisvu v'tenu. Aval ha'mesukan. What's ha'mesukan? V'hu adam shekafatz alav hacholi bimhera. Gets extremely sick very fast. V'hichmid chalyo miyad. And he all of a sudden gets, it was so fast from diagnosis, Rachman al-Islan, to the state that he's in. That's Misukan, says the Rambam, where it happened overnight. So he's so tired. It wasn't a long, illness where he would have time to think, he would have time to prepare his thoughts. It happened so fast. That's why we would allow him not to say, give. And then the Rambam paskins like the Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Rambam adds after that, afilu vayotzi bakolar, afilu aliske mamon, vamafarish bayam, vayotzi b'shayara, va'amar kisvugel ishti, harelu yichtavu, v'yechtemu, v'yitrula. Write it, sign it, and give it. Shadavar yadua, shalom niskavin ze, elo lichto v'lite la. That's what he means. He wants it to be written and to be given. So either way, in all these cases, the shita is Rav Shimon Shazuri is the one that goes most after Umdina, and that's what Rav Sheshet says. Our mission is reflecting that shita. Ask the Gemara, why does each opinion not say the other one? Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet here have a machlokas. Who is a mishnah like? Is it like the one that says he hears his son died? Or is it like the one who is in a dangerous situation, and he writes, says to his the Edim, so Rav Nachman, by time alamukim luck, Rabbi Shimon, Shazuri, why did Rav Nachman not say, Rav Nachman who gave number one answer, he did not want to say it's like Rav Shimon Shazuri, the get case, Shiny Hassam to Amar Kisfu. There he said something. There was a Gili Das. He said, write it. Okay, he didn't say the second step, but he said, write it. So maybe that was good enough. And that's not like our case where he didn't say anything. For Rav Sheshes, by time alamukim luk Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, why did Rav Sheshes, second opinion, say like Rav Shimon ben Manasya, why did he say that case of giving his all his possessions away? Umdana demuchach shiny. That's a different, that's umdana demuchach, right? That's maybe where the Tosfos Rid got it from. This line, that's not similar to the other cases. That's so clear. Giving away all of his possessions because he hears his son died. So that's umdana demuchach. And therefore, you can't compare that case. Last Rashbam on the Amud, Umdana Demuchach Shaini, Shekalzman Shahaya Bino Kayam, Lo Nasa Nachesham HaShemes. His whole life, when he had a son, he didn't give away any of his possessions until he heard that he died. Avol Chole, but by a Chole, Kivan, Sherov Cholin L'Chayim, V'hu Lo Tziba Machmas Visa, Leka Umdana Demuchach Kulehai. Right, but in a case where he is just sick, so we don't assume that he's going to die. Only Rov Gosis in Lamisa, but Rov Chol in L'chaim. Right, he's not a Gosis. Remember, the Shchiv Mira is not a Gosis. It's before it. He's a Chole, so there's a good chance that he might live. That's the Chazaka that we assume. Rov Chol in L'chaim, Rov Gosis in Lamisa. And therefore, you cannot compare the two cases. That's why Rav Sheshes does not is not mukimit like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. So misukan. So again, so in there's tirif hadas discussed in both contexts, misukan and shchiv meira. But it seems like, at least according to the Rambam's definition, misukan is more of a suddenness that he can't think straight. Shchiv meira is that he's nervous. And we think that the sickness would be way more on him if we don't listen to his words. But it's not like ut at this second. But he's giving mitzvah machmas misa, and he wants his instructions to be listened to. And if he doesn't think it's going to be listened to, we think it's going to become worse before it becomes better. So are we more flexible by Gittin specifically? It seems like we're flexible by Sukkot in terms of Tzivi Habal. By Shchiv Meira, it's the Kinyan. There's different things we're flexible in, right? Different contexts. One is by allowing even without a good Tzivi Habal, and the other one is allowing even without a full Kinyan. Okay, so we have this machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes about Umdana relating to Dvarim Shebelev. Says the Gemara, so Mantana Leha. We can talk about, if there's time at the end later, about Rov Gosis and Lamisa, and at the beginning of Hilchas Maseches Bachas. We'll see. So it says the Gemara, Ma'antara la detanar abaran. So who is the opinion that says as following? Who says, Hare shahaya chole umutal bamita, if somebody is a chole lying in bed, v'yamru lo nechasech alami, and they say to him, who should your property go to? V'yamar lahen dome sheyeshli ben. But I thought, you're asking, who should my chasim go to? What, that means I don't have a son? Usually there's a concept called Yerusha. Doma sheishli ben. I thought that I had a son. Achshav, and if you're asking me that, it must be Achshav sheinli ben, nechasa the ploni. Right, give my nechasa the ploni. So he says, oh, I guess I don't have a son. So give my property to so-and-so. Hayachol le'umutal b'mita, or if he is sick, he's lying in bed. V'yamru lo nechasav l'mi, and he is told... he is asked, Chazal Amiv, Amar Lahen, Dome Sheshimu Beres. I thought that my wife was pregnant, and my chasim would go to my Yorish. Achshav Sheshimu Beres, the chasim of Ploni. Right, and, you know, I guess it's gonna go to Plody because I don't have any Yoresh. Vinoda sheish lo ben, oshai se ishto muberes, and you find out afterwards that he did have a son. Or that his wife was pregnant, that she has a child afterwards, ein matana so matana. So, you know, see from his words that he would only want him because he didn't think he had a son or a wife. So, his matana is not a matana. So who is that like? So it says the Gemara, leim Reb Shimon Menasya hivalo rabbanon. Shall we say that's only according to Reb Shimon Menasya? Because he was the one. He was the Reb Nachman's suggestion. Right? Because he only gave his property away because he thought he didn't have a son. So is that like our case too? So the Gemara says, no. Maybe even the Rabbanan would agree in this case. Afilu Rav Tamar Rabbanan, Dome Shiny. This is pretty clear. He said it. He said something. He didn't just do it. Here, not only in action, but there's a Gilui Das in his words. He says, oh, I guess, Kimidume, Dome Sheishli Ben. I thought I had one, but I don't. So that's Kilu. He made it tonight. Even the Rabbanan would agree. Says the Gemara, Tikarila, Mai Karila. What's the Havamina? Of course. It's very clear. It's as if he said, I thought I didn't have a son. He didn't just act based on that way. He said it. So what was the Havamina? Answer, Ma'u detema, tsa'arehu dekamidkar, kamashvalad. You might think that he's not making a tsa'ah, he's just expressing his pain. But he's not making it close to a tsa'ah. He's expressing his pain. Rashbam, third line, v'lo tala tam matanoso b'misas b'no. He's not making it dependent on the death of his son. Ella kimis onein al benoshemes. He is fetching, right, in a difficult way. So therefore he's upset about it. But he's not saying that, oh, it's only Tully if I don't have a son. So that's what we might have thought. Kamash Malan, he wasn't. Kamash Malan, we say, is more than that, and he is expressing a sort of tnai. Okay, that's all background umdina. So now we get into the main issue of Shechiv Meirah. So we mentioned earlier, and we said, oh, well, we'll have to review this on Kuf Mem Zayin, and here we are. Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav. Rav holds, Minayin L'man Shechiv Meirah Shehu Min HaTorah. Whoa. How do we know the man is Shechiv Meirah? The fact, what does that mean? The fact that a Shechiv Meirah could give him a tana without the regular rules of Kinyanim, the fact that he could do that is Midaraisa Shene'emar V'havar Tebes Nachalaso L'bito. You shall pass, getting back to our eighth parak days, you shall pass the nachla to his daughter. He shall pass it. So, yesh lecha ha'avara acheres shehi kazu. So, how do you learn anything from that pasuk? What's v'havartem? The Rashbam here has three pshatim. Right? What's the exact drasha? So, the first day that says the Rashbam is, it could have just said, ish ki amus uvein ein lo nachla so lebito. The whole word v'havartem is extra. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, the word es is extra. Number three, he says, the pasuk was mishane. It could have said unisatem instead of avartem. So either way, there's some type of extra, unique word in the pasuk, focused on vahavartem es. So we darsh it from here. Give it to the daughter. Yesh lecha ha'avara acheres. There is another ha'avara. There is another transfer of property, shehi kazu, which is like Yerusha, meaning which is automatic, without requiring a maisa kinyan. Ve'ezazu zu matna shchiv mirah. That is Matna Shechiv Meirah. That also does not require a Maisa Kinyan. That is its uniqueness. Number one. Number two, Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu Amehacha, different shot, Unisatem Esnachalaso Le'echav, Yesh Lecha Nesina Acheres Yikazu, Ve'ez Azuzu Matna Shechiv Meirah. Again, two pshatim, what exactly is the source? Machlokes Rishonim, Tosis. Tosis says, don't think that there's an opinion here that holds the Matna Shechiv Meirah as Daraisa. Even though it sounds that way, right? This is a perfect example of a Rishon so convinced by the Svara of Hishita that he can't fathom and take the Gemara Kipshuto. So even though it sounds like Minayin is usually a real Makar, Minayin and a Shenemar, right? That sounds really Daraisa. Tosfos can't even fathom that. Even if we wouldn't Paskin that way. Tosfos says on top, Lav min HaTorah, Dafka Kamar. No! Rav Nachman Gufe Islay, Lekamah Deina Kishal Torah, Vasu Kishal Torah. Even Rav Nachman and Amma Beis will have, it's the same sheet they're talking, right? It can't be that he says, it's Ke'ilu. They treat it like it did Daraisa, but it's not really. Ela, Asmachta B'Yalmahu, Dika Amar. It's Smichus, it's finding the remez in the pasuk. We're about to see in the Gemara why didn't each one hold of the other one shita? That sounds pretty clear that it's a din daraisa. That doesn't sound like an asmachta, right? Just like we had earlier, Right? Why does A hold a B? So Tosva says, no, even though it's dachuk, this is how I'm going to read it. Hachi pirusho. My time alo mafik asmachta diday min vavartem. Right? Why didn't it have the asmachta from the other pasuk? V'kiyai gavnen. Don't think this is the only time this comes up in Shas. Look in Moed Katan, Davhei, by Tsiyunim, by marking the grave, Shumi Dirabanan, and also it has there, and that also is a Dirabanan. Okay, so Tosfos can't even fathom that there is a day out there that holds it is the Araisa. If we look in the other Rishonim, it's, they're not so convinced that it is for sure the Araisa, but it's the simple interpretation for sure is that it is a daraisa. That's the simple interpretation of the Gemara. Okay, I forgot to say something before. We'll see. We'll try to get back to it. But if you look again, the Asmachta hasn't come up in a while, so we usually like to mention the Ritva. Today we'll mention the Ritva and the Maharal, which we usually don't mention. The Ritva writes a famous comment of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, talking about the concept of Asmachta. What does this mean? So Tosfos says. Again, the Gemara says, Pashas is a Daraisa. Tosfos can't fathom that. No, it has to be a Darabanan with an Asmachta. Meaning the Rabbanan searched in the Torah to find some pasuk that alludes to this. Says the Ritva that when we have this din of Asmachta, where does the Ritva say this? The Ritva says this on the Sugya of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, where there also, there are psukim from the Torah that that we understand that the Gemara seems to give as a source for Malchias, Achronis, and Shofros, and Rov Rishonim assume that also is a din derabanan, right? Saying the brachas. There is a Rashi on Chumash that seems to might say it's a daraisa, but the simple interpretation of Rov Rishonim is that it is a din derabanan. Even though the Gemara says it's the Gemara Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That sounds like pretty daraisa to me. But Amar HaKadosh Baruch, let's just go back one line. Amru Lefanai Barash Hashanah, Amru Lefanai. Say in front of me, Malchias, Zachronos, and Shofros. Malchias, Kadesh, Tam, Lichuni, Alechem, Zachronos, Kadesh, Yalas, Zachronechem, Lefanai, Latova, Ubameh, Beshofar. Amar Abivo, Lama Toka, Beshofar, Shail. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tikul Lefanai, Beshofar, Shail, Kadesh, Ezko, Lechem, Akedas, Yislav, and Avraham. Umane, Alechem, Kilokatem, Batzachem, Lefanai. So you have one right after another one. The second one is about the mitzvah tkiyah shofar, which is daraisa. The first one is about malchias achronos and shofros. So the pashas is that it sounds like it's a daraisa, but Rov Rishonim assume that it is not. Rashi and Chumash might say it's a daraisa, but the Ritva here says, right there in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, no, it's an asmachta. Aye, what do you mean asmachta? Says the Ritva. V'hadaka amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amar lefanei malchias achronos and shofros, mishum. Di'af agav de psuke malchias achronos and shofros, eina min haTorah, ela midrabanan, says the Ritva. Right, what's our kasha? Oh, come on, that's so dachuk. No, you know what the Ritva says? The message of the language of the Gemara is, it's strengthening the din and drabanan. It's telling you how strong we should look at the idea of asmachta. Asmachta means it's not obligatory, but the Torah meant it. And the Torah just was waiting for the rabbis to come and learn it out from those psukim. Mikol makom, mimasha amra Torah zichron trua, yesh lomod sheroi lahazkir psuke Torah trua upsuke zikaron. And then the Ritva adds, "Shekal mash yesh lo asmachta menat pasuk heir hakadosh baruch hu sheroi lasos kein." Hashem is already alluding to the fact that this is what he would appreciate. Ella shelo kavu chova. He just didn't make it obligatory midaraisa umasru lechachamim v'zed davar bar v'emes. And this is true and clear. V'lo kederi hamafarshim ha'asmachtos shu kederach simin shenasnu chachamim. And don't say it's like just like a simin that the rabbis gave, and the Torah did it. Velosha kavanas haTorah lakach. No, he quotes in the bottom that this might be the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos. Others assume that the Rambam holds like the Ritva that he does say it. But either way, let's continue the Ritva. Velosha kavanas haTorah lakach. Chas v'shalom says the Ritva. Yishtaka adam v'lo yomar shuzudas minusi aval haTorah heirish pekach u'masrochi v'adav lakavu chachamim yirtzu. No, the Torah meant this. The Hashem just left it to the rabbis to figure out. Lefichach timsach hachamim nostim b'chal makom. Raya o zecher o asmachta lo devei min haTorah. Klomar, she'ena mechad shib davar milibam. V'chol Torah shib alper, remuza v'Torah shib echsav. She tamima, v'chas v'shalav, she'i chasei reklum. Right, that's the important lashon of the Ritva. But it's expanded upon by many others. The Maharal. The Maharal in Be'er Hagola. In the Hakdama. in Akdama to Be'er HaGola. The Ritve also, a lot of Be'er HaGola has to do with Be'er is a well, where you dig down deep. A lot of Dinim Drabanan dig down deep into the words of the Torah to figure out what the Torah means. So says the Ritva here, talking about people who complain about Dinim Drabanan, how are they allowed to do that? Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh. But in that discussion, the Maharal says, Hasheni, Heim HaMitzvos Sheheim Ba'atzmam Divrei Sofrim, Veheviu Raya V'drash Min HaTorah, V'yomrol Zeh Ki Kol HaMitzvah Midivreihem, Rakras Lachta B'yalma. The Rabin Toim Shesvurim Lomar Ki Ein Laosa Mitzvah Klal Shem Inyan El HaTorah Be'emes. Many people make a mistake. They think that's totally Drabanan and it's like a joke to find a remez in that the Torah alludes to it. No, Rak Sheheim Asu LaMitzvah Davar Drash Min HaTorah Ki Ilu Hayezem Elisa Bovad VaOmrim Kach To Lo Avinu Divreihem. Again, same lashon. Ki chas b'shalom sheyedaber echad midivreihem ne'emar laharchavas halashon v'yipui hamalitza. Rakol devreihem emes. V'kasher amru minayin davar zeh. An argamara. When you say minayin, v'heviu raya min amikra yesh be'emes raya min amikra l'devreihem. It's a real raya. It's a real raya l'devreihem. Right? That's what he says in the Gur Aryeh also in one place in Shmos. Avokach pirusho sheish l'devreihem asmachta shedivarim devreihem nismachim akra v'nikra zeh asmachta klomar she'ein zeh guf amikra ela she nismach Divreihem. It's leaning on Divrei Torah. Umichubar el Divrei Torah. Ula olam b'Torah yeshlem chelek. V'haynu asmach gufei. That's the Rit, the Gur Aryeh here in Shmos Parak Yutes, Oschaf. Again, this is a big discussion, but why do the Rishonim do this? Because sometimes you have Lashonos in the Gemara that seem clearly that it's a Daraisa. But we know it's not Daraisa. We know Shchiv Miraz Durabanan. We know, according to most Malkis, according to the Shofar, it's a Durabanan. So that is why the Rishonim, instead of saying that it's Daraisa, they just strengthened the Din Drabanan and gave it some Daraisa qualities. So that's an important discussion in the Ritva, the Maharal, and others. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara quotes two psukim. Here it's a little bit worse, as Tosas pointed out, because not only do we quote psukim, but we quote why each one doesn't hold to the other one. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Veravna, we quoted the first two. So why does each one now not hold to the other one? Fifth to last skinny line. Veravna, when I time alo amar meva avartem, why didn't he use avartem? So he would tell you because we already used that up in the eighth parak for something else. Humi barle, look at the Rebbe, the Tanya. Rebbe omer, bekula namra bohenesina. Vika namra havara, ein lochashem avernach lo misheva lishevet elabas. Vavartem, give it to the Baas. That's an illusion that when a girl marries, her nachla passes to the other shevet, to her husband shevet. Hol ubna ubaila yarshin osa. So that's why he doesn't use vavartem. For Ibzeir, my time ala omar, mi vinasatem, urche de grahu. That's a regular word in the pasuk, right? I don't think there's anything extra or unique in there. That's why he didn't darshan from there. Number three. So these are a little better now, because now a darshanik from psukim in Navi, not from psukim in Torah, so makes it a little better. Maybe you could see the earlier psukim in light of the later psukim, and which would help as well. Rav Menashe bar Yirmiyahu amar mehacha from the pasuk by Chizkiyo and Yishayahu. Vayom mahem chalach Chizkiyo lamus. Chizkiyo Amelech was on his deathbed. Vayom yelav Yishayahu ben Amos Adavi. We know they each didn't want to come to each other, and Hashem made Chizkiyo sick. Yishayahu ben Amos went to visit him. We discussed this last week. We were in Brachas Daf Yud about Yishayahu not wanting to have Chizkiyo not wanting to have any more children because he sees who his son is going to be. Yishayahu says, that's not your problem. That was the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud that we reviewed last week. So either way, this is the same pasuk. Yishayahu comes to him. Ko amar Hashem, tzav lebeischa. He says, you know what? Command your house. Give your last will. Kimeis ata v'lo tichye. You're not going to live. You're going to die. You're not going to live. And that was the Gemara. Lemeis ata b'olam hazeh, lo tichye b'olam haba. But either way, you see, bitzava ba'alma. With just tzava, with just commanding. Right? Without doing a kinyan. That's the illusion in the pasuk. Number three. Number four. Rami bar Yecheskel ha-Ramehacha. Rabbi Yecheskel says from the following pasuk. Ba'achitofel ra. Remember Achitofel, the advisor of David HaMelech, who went over to the side of Avshalom. When Avshalom, David's son, rebelled, went to Hebron to set up an alternate Malchus, Achitofel went over to Avshalom. And Achitofel told Avshalom, attack now, he's on the run, go get him now. And Achitofel did not listen to him. He was convinced by other advisors, by spies of David, who said, don't attack now. And Achitofel realizes, that it's done. If he doesn't attack now, he's going to lose, and he realizes that it's done. So what does he do? V'yachitofa ra'a kilo nesta etza atzaso. He sees that they didn't listen to his advice. V'yachavoshes achamor v'yelech albeso aliro. He goes home. V'yitzav albeso. Again, there it is. V'yitzav. He just commands his house. V'yichadek, and he hangs himself. Right? He kills himself. It's Sava Ba'alma. But again, you see, just with the Sava itself, four psukim that teach us the idea of Matnas Shemira. We mentioned in the past, Achitofel was one of four suicides in Tanakh. Right, the four suicides, they're all in Navi. Skila Sreitha Herek Chenek, they're all parallel to that. Shol HaMelech being rolling over on his sword. Right, assuming there are two versions about whether the Na'ar Amaleki or he did it, but assuming it was a suicide rolling over on his sword, that Saif, right here, Achitofel, was strangulation, and Shimshon was Skila, and later on, in Sefer Malachim, Zimri, the king Zimri, who was only king for a week, he burned himself in the palace, that is Sreifa. Those are the four suicides in Tanakh, in Navi, parallel to Skila, Sreifa, Herachedek. Achitofel himself was a difficult personality to put one's hands on. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. David Melech called him a Rebbe. Right, that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. David Melech Yisrael. Shelo lomar me'achitofel ala shnei dvarim bilvad karu rabo alufo umi yudao. Pasuk in Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a great advisor of David Melech. Right, he was, he's linked, with great people in the Medrash. There's a Medrash in Bamidbar. Shnei Chachamim Amdu Ba'olam. Echad mi Yisrael ve'echad mi Umos Ha'olam. Two great wise men. One Jew, one non-Jew. Achitofel mi Yisrael u'Bilam mi Umos Ha'olam. Achitofel and Bilam are linked in the Medrash. V'shneiem ne'evdu min Ha'olam. L'fi shalohaya matanasa min HaKadosh Baruch Hu elachot fin osalahem. They didn't use their wisdom in the proper way. He left Malchus Beis David, and that's what happens. Rabbi, there are gemaras about the Achitofel. Remember the gemara in Sukkah? Go ahead, Sukkah with David HaMelech when he's digging for the shisin in the place where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be. Right? It wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash yet. It was talking about David. David, Sukkah Nun Gimel. B'shar Shakara David shisin. Kafa Tahoma Bala Mishve Alma. David, like, hit a pipe underneath, all the way down, and all the Mayanos had the home, started flooding the earth. Amar David, Mi'ika Diada, does anybody know? Ishari Lemichtav Shema Chaspa. Am I allowed to write Shema Hashem on a shard, finish David home and throw it in there, Umanach, and to stop it up? Am I allowed to show, I need Shema Hashem. Am I allowed to do that? But it's going to get erased. Right? It's water. Leka to Kamar Lemidi. Nobody said anything to him. Amar David, called the Yada Lemaymar Veino Omer, Yechanik Bigrono. Whoa. Whoever doesn't tell me and they know the answer, you know, they're gonna pay for it. Nasa Achitofel Kalvachomer Baatzma. Achitofel thinks to himself. Umalas or Shalom Ben Ishal Ishto, Amar Torah Shemisha Tavakdusha, Yimach Alamayim. If or Isha Sota, to put a husband and wife back together, you could erase Shem Hashem. Laso Shalom, Lachol Ha'olam, Kula, Alachas Kama Vakama. To save the world? Obviously it's Mutter. So Amar Le, Shari. So he screams at the David, it's Mutter. Kosav Shem Achasta, Vishadil Tahoma. Vinachas Tahoma. He stopped up the flood. He threw Shem Hashem in, and it went down, and went all the way down. It went too far down. They had to bring it up a little bit. But that's what he taught him. But he said Yechanek. That was, again, ultimately his demise. But again, Achitofel was tremendous. But Rachman al-Assad at the end, when he went over to become a Morid B'malchus with David HaMelech, it did not end well. But that's the fourth pasuk that the Gemara quotes relating to Shchiv Meira. Tanur Rabbanan. Says the Gemara now, Shlosha Dvarim Tziva Achitofel Azbanav. Three things that Achitofel taught his children, commanded his children. Little Agarta in here in Misha Meis. Al Tihiu Bimachlokes. Don't be Bimachlokes. The Marsha says, it doesn't say don't argue. It says don't be Bimachlokes. That's a little deeper. Sometimes you have to argue. Sometimes you feel a certain way, so you argue. But the Marsha's Lashon here is, if you are Bimachlokes, that's different than just arguing. The language of the Marsha. V'lo amar al tachloku, l'fisha l'famim lo huzar adam milachlok im chaveiro, kisha avar alav aderech, aval amar tiyu osin gormei ha-machlokes. So don't be b'machlokes. Let's read all three, and then we'll talk more. V'al timber du b'malchus beis David, Obviously, we know what his, as he gave his sava, we know what that was about. Don't rebel against David HaMelech. The yomtiv shel atzeres barur, and if the shvuas is a clear day, ziruchitim, that's a good sign, you know, plant wheat. Marzutra amar bubble itvar. No, he said if it's a bubble, if it is a cloudy day, amri naradai, mishmei the Rebbeakov, lo bara bara mamish, lo bala bala mamish, neither are correct. El afilu balul, v'ruf tzvodis b'neshavaso zehu barur. It can be a little cloudy, but if the northern wind, you know, blows and spreads the clouds in the partly cloudy day, that's considered barur also. Okay, he expanded a little bit on what Achitofel, said. Discussion here in the Achronim, what exactly is the message of these statements? If you look in the Pnei Shlomo here, from Shlomo Gansfried, he says, V'nir leni is daiti, quotes the Marsha, who says, you know, doesn't say don't argue, it says don't be b'machlokas, and he quotes two other ideas. V'nir leni is daiti, to his hiram, lo mi boi sheheim ba'atzmam lo yachloku. Not only did he say you don't argue, aval sheyashgichu gamkein shelo yihiyu lif'amim garmim sheacherim yachloku. Don't be machlokas, even if you're not the arguers. If you're going to be mentioned in the machlokas, that's also a problem. Number one. Number two, also he says, Odie Shlomar, ki bevadai, lav kol adam zoche lio shalit berucho, v'lichbosh kaso, kishero achavero se lo ra'a, v'chamaso ba'aravo. It's very hard to not argue if we feel wrong. Aval hizir mal kapanim al yishu b'machlokes. Tekef acharkach yispayes yase shalom. Al tiyu klomer shohim v'umdim b'machlokes. So don't be b'machloket. You fight, argue with somebody, fine, get over it. Don't hold a grudge. Don't stay in the machlokes. So those are two ideas from the Pnei Shlomo right here on the Gemara. Again, there's a little more here. The Maharal in the Chiddush Agados has what to say here. I'll just read the Ben Yoyada and then we will continue. Says the Ben Yoyada. This is on the second to last page in Bava Basra. So you see there's not too much I got at the left. Says the Ben Yoyada. Nirali b'siyata d'shvaya. Tam l'shlosha d'varam elu d'shaychi ha'adadi. What do these three things have to do with each other? Don't be b'machlokes, don't rebel against David HaMelech, and, you know, plant wheat if it's nice and sunny on Shavuos. What do those three have to do with each other? So Yadua, Mashakasev, Maharai. Machlokes, Doigim, David HaMelech, Avashalom, Haisa, Be'inyin, Rus HaMoavia. Shrei Maharacharav, Shader, Roy, Lavo, Bakal. Right, we know what was Doeg famous for. Doeg was famous for Doeg HaAdomi, for arguing on the battlefield. David HaMelech can't argue in. Ach machlokes Achitofel. What was Achitofel's whole? We know Doeg and Achitofel are also put together in Chazal. So Doeg was getting at David mitzad Rus, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Achitofel was getting at David Batsheva. That was what he was, you know, being morid David with. Machlokes Achitofel aisa mitzad Batsheva. Shoy mahara acharav shabal eishes ish v'asura lav chas v'shalom. V'gam yadua machikazav ha-mefarshim. Hatam shalom dimrus batzeres. And why do we read Rus on Atzeres? We had a shiur on this on Shavuos, right? To talk about and to solidify the lineage of David HaMelech. It's his birthday. It's his yard site. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashlam shosev shol tzadikim yom liyom. Right? And we know only a person who's a tzadik dies on his birthday. U'kabashikazav ha-moshe Rabbeinu. Sh'zayin Adar. That is all. He quotes that from an earlier source. U'lefizeh. Now, says the Ben Yoyada, Kiva Chidifta David HaMelech Al V'Shalom Batzeres Shu Yom Shenolad Bo, since he was born and died on Shavuos, but Zen is Bara, that shows he's a Tzadik Gomor. De'ein Klal Zenoik Che Yiftar B'Yom Shenolad Al V'Tzadikim Gemurim. And therefore, V'Kiva did his Barer, since it is clear that he was a Tzadik Gomor, it must be he was not Choti with Batsheva, for whatever pshat it was, Adnis Barer, Shlomo HaMelech, from Batsheva, he's the one that's going to be Molech B'Mkomo, don't argue, on David HaMelech and Batsheva. So, it's clear on Shavuos. What's clear on Shavuos? David HaMelech was born and died. Don't argue with Malchus based David. Because if it's clear on Shavuos, that means he was a tzaddik, and therefore he didn't do anything with Batsheva. Batsheva's son, Shlomo, should be the king and not of Shalom, and I was wrong. And therefore, don't be marva b'machlokes in this regard. Ubezeyu b'damayimer, shetziva l'amatiyu b'machlokes, shahayiti ani osem David, binyin hirur, shahayiti mahar achara mitzad Batsheva. And he connects all of these three things together. B'siyata d'shvaya. Okay, let's continue. So he said, if it's clear on Shavuos, that's a good sign to plant wheat. Amalei Rabbi Abba Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Abba says, Anan ad Rabbi Yisrael Rav Dimi Masin Allah. So you had a certain You said it about, I'm sorry, you had the statement about the weather about something else. We learned it related to Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi. Dama Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi. Motzah Yantav Achron Shel Chag. Not Shavuot Sukkis. If on Motzah Sukkis, Hakol Tzofen La'ashan Maracha. Everybody looks at the Ashan, at the smoke of the Maracha. Meaning, usually even though there was a nace in the Pirkei Avos, that it always went straight up, at this moment, Hashem showed us a sign. Not klape tzafon, if it went towards the north. Meaning it was blown from a southerly wind. It went towards the north. Aniyim smeichim u'balibata matzeven. Right, the aniyim were very happy because that means there's going to be a lot of rain and the food is going to be cheap. U'balibata matzeven, because they're not going to make so much money. Bebnesha gishme bracha merubin u'peros markivin. Opposite, not a klape darom, aniyim matzeven u'balibata matzeven. Bebnesha gishme shana muatid u'peros mishtamrim. Right, it pashas, it makes sense to be about Sukkis, because Sukkis is, we're judged on the Mayim, on Sukkis. But Shavuos also makes sense, because Shavuos, well, we're judged on, Peros Ilan. Not the Klabi Mizrach, if it's blown towards the east, Hakol Smechen. Klabi Mayrav, Hakol Atzeven. Okay, so that's, we have a different weather pattern to teach us about the future, rain. For Amini, one second, there's a Bryson that says exactly the opposite. We just said, if it blows towards the east, it's a good sign. Towards the west, it's a bad sign. For Amini, Mizrachis la'olam yafeh. Right? If it blows, the eastern wind, meaning it blows towards the west, it's all good. The first Bryson said it's bad. Right? Ma'arav is la'olam kasha. So it's a sira. Ruach tzvonis yafeh lechitim. A northern wind is good for the wheat, b'shashi avi yishlish, if they've grown a little bit, v'kasha l'zesim, b'shashi anetsu. But it's difficult, and it's bad for olives if they've already blossomed. V'ruach d'rom is kasha l'chitim, the opposite, b'shashi avi yishlish, v'yafa l'zesim, b'shashi anetsu. Okay, north and south are opposite. V'yamar av Yosef, v'yitema marzusha, v'yitema av Nachman, v'yitzvach, v'simaneich. How do you remember? North, south, which is good for olives, which is good for wheat? Shulchan v'tzafon, u'menorah v'darom. As we know, the Shulchan in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash was in the north. That's how you know north is good for wheat. The menorah, oil, right, is in the south. So that's how you know it is good for, a southern wind is good for oil. Hi, Marabi Didei, Va'am Marabi Didei. This one supports the thing on its side. So that's why the oil in the south and the wheat in the north. Either way, we have a kasha, right? We have a kasha because is an eastern wind and a western wind. Is it good or is everybody happy? Is everybody not happy? So lo kasha, halan v'halahu. Depends if you're in Bavel or you're in Eretz Yisrael, right? It depends where you are. For Bnei Bavel, who are lower down, and Rashbam says, Artzenu Moloch Leches, they don't need the rain as much, so that's why the western wind is harder for them. And Eretz Yisrael is the opposite. Okay, fine. Tanya, Abishal Omer, Yom Tiv Shal Atzeres, Barur, Simen Yafa L'Kol HaShadikula. If Shuas is clear, it's a simen for the whole year. You can have a clear year. Amar of Zvid, Ha Yom Kama, Dere Shasa, that first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ichamim, Kula Shasa Chamima. If it's a hot day, then the year is going to be a hot one. Ikarir, Kula Shasa Karira. And if it's cool, the whole year is going to be cold. Right? Rashi says, Rashbam says, Klomar, Rov Hashanah. Doesn't mean every single day. Just means in general, Rov Hashanah. Why not Gamina? What difference does it make for me to know this for? What do I have to know this for? Says the Gemara, L'tfilaso shel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol davens, right, on Yom Kippur. So he'll know what to daven for if he knows what the weather pattern was on Rosh Hashanah. So he'll know what to daven for. Is it going to be a Shana Gshuma, Shana Shchuna, right, that whole tfila that we have. Rashbam says on top, Shay Mispala Biyamakipurim, Shay Teshana Zukashuma, Shchuna. Vyatolfi Ha'inyan, Shayir of Rosh Hashanah, Yispala Biyamakipurim. Right, that is the Rashbam. Tosfos on top. She is palel sheim chama lote chama yosem idai vim karira lote karira yosem idai. Not going to ask to change it, but he's just going to ask to moderate it and to make it a little less extreme. Right, that tefillah of the Kohen Gadol is quoted in Maseches Yuma. We've discussed that in the past. So one of the Achronim say maybe this could be read on a more alder drush ichamim. If you are hot on Rosh Hashanah, if you are into it, if you are psyched and on fire, Kula Shasa Chamima, you're gonna be on fire this year. Kula Shasa. If somebody's cold on Rosh Hashanah, they're not feeling it, they're cold, It could be that the whole year is going to be cold. We have to be into it on Rosh Hashanah. We have to be on fire. Right? And this is partially also where the idea of certain simanim on Rosh Hashanah we try to do, because this will be a simon for the whole year. The Gemara in Krisus talks about all the things that we eat on Rosh Hashanah. But also we know the Ramah quotes in Ilchot Rosh Hashanah about not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. You don't want a sleepy year. Right? That's the Ramah. V'gam no'agim sholishon b'yom Rosh Hashanah. U'minag nachon hu. Says the Ramah. Right? Mishub d'isa b'yushalmi, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Man d'damech b'rei shata, damech mazalei. It's a simon for the rest of the year. And some quote that the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah because he used to do more in his sleep than we do when we're awake. Okay, all different opinions. But that is a minhag quoted that is related to our Gemara. Okay, Viter. V'Rava Amar Rav Nachman. This also, the impression of, even if you say asmachta by many of the other contexts, our Gemara really sounds like the first opinion was at least a din daraisa, because you even have a contrasting opinion that says, no, it's derabanan. What does that mean? It's not an asmachta. So, from the fact that it brought two opinions and went, why does each one not like hold of the other one, and the fact that you have another opinion here, gives off that impression, even though, again, Rishonim assume that it is Durabanan. But Rav Nachman says, it's for sure Durabanan. Why? Shema titirav dai to olav. Tirav hadas, as we know, to prevent tirav hadas, we don't want him to become in a state where he doesn't think his words are going to be listened to, and therefore he will get worse. He will get worse, right? Look at the Rashbam on the 10th skinny line or so. Shema titarev daito bichol yo mitoch tsa'ar shehu yodea shelo yekaimu banav tzava aso. Right, he's going to be in pain. That is, and it's going to cause him to be worse. The Ritva here says, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. It's part of how Tzavash Kamira works. Without a Kenyan, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There's an interesting question. The Chashuk Echemet discusses this. What happens if somebody's a Shkemira, and then they write the command of Matnash Shkemira, and then they die for some other reason? Not because of the issue of the Shchimira. Right, there was a Maisa Bezakin, Shehirgish Be'od Lotov, he was no Telamus, he Matna Shchimira, and then, Rahman al-Aslan, there was an explosion, and he died. So, it was a Matna Shchimira, which didn't require a Kenyan, but do you say that would work? Because he did die, he just didn't die from what he thought he was going to die from. And Pashtus is that, you know, that would not be a Manah Shchemira. Manah Shchemira is only to prevent Tirif Hadas, so he dies in the normal way, and it's nothing quicker. And there's an Umdara that he thinks he's going to die from this illness. But if it was for some other reason, Pashtus, it would not work. Right? V'yoser nira lomar, shemi kivan. Quotes a machlokas achronim about a similar case, but he quotes at the end, shemi kivan shekol adish Manah Shchemira hu chidish, ein lucha bo el chidusho. V'yema emesi shalohaya Shchemira hamatat, or let's say he wasn't a Shchemira, but he died in 5 seconds later anyway. So yeah, both of these discussions, he assumes that it would not work. Okay, says the Gemara, Omi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Does Rav Nachman really say that Mana Shchemira is a Derabbanan? But what if Amar Rav Nachman? But does the Rav Nachman say again a huge Shas topic? Avagav Damar Shmuel. Shmuel holds Hamocher Shdarchov L'Chaveiro V'Chazer Umachlu Machul. Right, this comes up in a number of places in Shas. You see the Mesoros Shas Bava Kama Bava Metziah Ksubis Kiddushin. Right? If somebody sells their star, right? I have a star that says Reuven owes me 100, and I sell the star to you, and then I'm mochel the star. So I just messed you up. I sold you the star for a certain amount of money, I messed you up. So Shmuel holds that mechila works. Hamachar star al v'chaveiro. V'chazer machlu machol, you're did a, right? You're not a good guy, but still it works. V'afilu yorish mochel, even if the person who had the star died, his yorish can be mochel. Even though that's true, Shmuel says that, but Modesh Shmuel admits, Shim notnu b'manah shchiv mirah, deinu yacholom mochlo. But Shmuel says, if you give manah shchiv mirah, that's stronger, you can't be mochel. So, ask the Gemara, how does Rav Nachman hold that? Iyam Rav Yishma Daraisa, if you say that manah shchiv mirah is a din daraisa, you realize why it's so strong. Rishim hachi einu yacholimcho. That's why you can't be mochel. Ele'i amr derabanan, if you say, Manah Shchemira is only derabanan, amai eno yachol limcho, why wouldn't you be able to be mochel? Right, how is it stronger than mechira shtar chov? Answer, eno shel Torah, va'asu akis shel Torah. It's not daraisa, but they gave it the status of a daraisa. They wanted to make it very strong. And therefore, to prevent Tirif Hadas, that is Rav Nachman's Shita. Again, now you go back even further. Rav Nachman holds it's Asua Kishal Torah. But the first opinion seems different. Right? That's an Asmachta. So it's challenging. But either way, that's what Rav Rishonim say. Two discussions here. The Rashbam here says, even though that Shmuel says that this works, that you can be mochelit, you're going to have to pay the guy back that you sold the shtar for. Why? Garmi. Remember this? Bava Metzia, beginning of Bava Basra, second parak, third wide line in the Rashbam. Umiyu ma'osav yachzer lo mochel okech. You have to give him back his money. To ha'hilchasa ha'dedainina dina de garmi v'zehifsin ma'osav kisorif shtaroso shel chavero. Says the Rashbam, you would have to pay, you'd have to give him back his money because of Dina Digar Mi. Tosfos points out here, as the Rashbam emphasizes, you'd have to only give him back the money that he paid, not the money that is written in the shtar. Right? That's another amount that you might have said. That is a discussion. Rashi and Ksubis Pevav, you have to give back what was written in the shtar. That's the loss that you caused. You didn't just rip up the, you didn't just burn up the shtar. You didn't just rip up the shtar. Machlokas Mishonim. Rashi and Ksubis Pevav, where the sugi comes up versus the discussion here. Others discuss why is it only Garmi, maybe it's even Mazik Biyadayim. That is issue number one. The last issue just to mention is what the Gemara say. If you say, what was the Gemara's question? If you say that it's a Daraisa, you understand why Manashimira, you can't be Mochel. But if it's Darabanan, why shouldn't you be able to be Mochel? So what impression do you get about the Mechira Shtar? Bechira Shtar, you can be Mochel. Maybe this is where the Rambam gets a Shita from. The Rambam holds Mechira Shtaris only works Midrabanan. Midrabanan. But the question is, why could you be Mochel? That's the big Shaila in the Rishonim. So the Rambam holds because you're only selling it on a Drabanan level. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam quoted all over. All the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam. In Ksubis and here and elsewhere. Rabbeinu Tam is the one that comes up with a beautiful idea that when I owe you money, then there's a Shibat Aguf and a Shiba Nechassim. There's a lien on my property, and there's a personal lien. And when I sell a shtar, I could sell a daraisa, but I could only sell the Shiba Nechassim. I cannot sell the Shiba Aguf. The Shiba Aguf, the personal lien against me, is still mine, that's personal, and I can be mochel that. And once I'm mochel that, the mail of the Shiba Nechassim falls away too. Because the Shiba Nechassim is only an outgrowth of the Shiba Aguf. Once the Shibat Aguf falls away, then the Shibat Achasim falls away too. Again, tremendous amount of lumdus relating to that. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rush, they all quoted in all the different sugyas where this comes up, as we saw. And we'll just mention it now, but that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Okay, we'll have to stop by Yama Rava, a new sugya. And again, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf, Be'ez Hashem, we're giving. I hope Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem, to give here too, unclear. But after that, there'll be a couple of days of transition until we get back to the regular schedule. Again, next Shabbos, if anybody's around in Brooklyn, I'll have to see everybody in Bethel on 50th Avenue, wherever that is, and Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m., I'll be giving the Sunday's daf there in Bethel. Whoever would like to join us, feel free. Okay, we'll stop here.